You can do it. The time is now. Let's get to it. Just believe. Just believe. Just believe.
In an ever-changing world, Life Changes Network presents the authentically entertaining voice of truth and inspiration. This is Life Changes with Filippo, with the always unforgettable, ever insightful conversations that captivate our fascination and insatiability for the inspiring moments of real life journeys. As we, as one, strive for higher planes of existence and a better understanding of our true selves and the world in which we live, always remembering, life changes. This is radio like you've never felt before. Good for all and all for good. And now your host, the MC, the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio.
Ciao, everyone. This is Filippo Voltaggio here on Life Changes with Filippo. And talk about changing the world. Our guest tonight, Daniel Rodriguez, changed the world for the better at a time when the world was being changed for the worse. Many have come to know him as the singing policeman, the New York City cop who helped bring the country an uplifting spirit of promise and hope with his stirring rendition of God Bless America after the September 11th attacks. It's no surprise that Daniel Rodriguez is known as America's beloved tenor. Since then, he has performed at the 2002 Winter Olympics, the PBS Memorial Day concert in Washington, D.C., the Tournament of Roses Parade, the 2004 Republican National Convention, and and the list goes on and on and on. He's been all over television, The Late Show with David Letterman, Larry King Live, Live with Regis and Kelly, and, of course, Oprah, and many, many other high-profile events, as well as events where he has supported a lot of causes, like the USO and the City of Hope and Dr. Schuller's Crystal Cathedral, numerous law enforcement organization events, and recently he did something with the hurricane in New Jersey. So he's just all over. He's really busy, and we are so grateful to have him with us here today. I got to know him. I've talked to him several times. He's such a great guy that I can't imagine not having had him on, and I'm looking forward to the conversation that we're going to have with Daniel Rodriguez right after this.
True performance takes more than just working out. Every day we demand more from our body. But what does your body demand? Hunger is not your body's call for empty calories. It's your body asking for nutrients it's lacking. It's time to reward your body with Boku Superfood, made from the world's finest organic ingredients, vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and essential trace nutrients, all developed naturally and organically from nature's most nutrient-dense foods. Boku Superfood is quite possibly the best thing you can feed your body. So listen to your body. Reward it with pure, raw, beautiful food. Boku Superfood.
Clean water is not enough. Reverse osmosis, distilled water, and most bottled waters are devoid of naturally occurring minerals. They are acidic, unstructured, and hard to absorb, and rob minerals from the body. IonWay's ionizers produce a super abundant supply of powerful antioxidants in each glass. Ionized water has a reduced molecular cluster size and a negative charge, hydrating you up to 6 times better. Water from an IonWay's ionizer will help you restore your body to its natural pH balance, boosting your vitality. An ionized water more effectively flushes acidic toxins from within your body. Drink the healthiest water available today. IonWay's water systems, their water changes everything. To learn more about IonWay's water systems and how you can own one today, visit our website at lifechangeswithfilippo.com and click on our sponsor page. You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with your host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can visit us online via Twitter and Facebook and at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.
This is Filippo, and our guest today is Daniel Rodriguez. And if there's one thing that every single interviewer asks Daniel Rodriguez about, or for that matter, probably everywhere he goes, it's a question relating to 9/11. Well, I'm going to be the first interviewer, maybe ever, to not ask him that. But while we're on the subject, I would like to talk about that. I'd like to talk about it because obviously it's come up in my mind because we have Daniel Rodriguez on, and that was such a pivotal time in so many people's lives, and of course in his singing career. However, every time the subject of 9/11 comes up, what I want to say is not something I can say, because it's either around the time of 9/11 where people are being mournful or respective, or still hurting. And so sometimes they're not able to see outside of those feelings or emotions in that moment. So now that we're kind of a little bit removed and we're in February, I'm gonna say this, and ironically, it ties to our guest tonight in a big way. So years ago, I took a course with Dr. DeMartini, and he said that in our third dimensional world, the way things work is that with every positive experience, there is an equal negative experience of the same magnitude occurring at the same time. So that means that the converse is also true, that with every negative experience, there is an equal positive experience of the same magnitude occurring at the same time. And it all is a matter of where you choose to focus your attention. Now, I'm paraphrasing his words. You can go to Dr. DeMartini's workshops yourself and see exactly what he says. But what I got out of this is this. Now, I personally was in New York on 9/11. And I personally was one of the people running around like a chicken with his head cut off through the streets trying to find a way out of the city. And either I didn't know the best way out at the time, or it took me too long to try and get out. But when all modes of transportation had been blocked and I didn't know of any other way, I went back to my hotel room, afraid, scared, crying, and not knowing what to do. Later, my friend and I, who I was in New York with, walked around like zombies through some deserted streets where we were greeted with lots of crying people, lots of afraid people, lots of people covered with ash, and lots of not so pleasant stuff. At the same time, we were greeted with lots of people hugging for no reason. And people giving things away. We'd walk into stores to buy things, and people that own the stores were giving them to us. I never experienced that anywhere, much less in New York. Later, back in the hotel, on the news, we saw a lot of what I consider terrible things. And at the same time, we saw that all around the world, people were caring and praying and sending love and support to the United States. It wasn't until I was able to get away from the experience long time after, a while later, that I recalled and made the connection with the words of Dr. DeMartini and noticed that as tragic as the events that were happening at the time, and as tragic as the events that the media wanted us to focus on and the powers that be had us focus on, we were experiencing on that day something that has never been experienced before, ever, especially with the technology and the number of people that we have in the world today, at least not in this civilization's recorded history, of a unity like we've never seen or felt before. And I often wondered what would have happened
if we focused on that instead of what we were made to focus on. And never, except in my circle of friends, have I heard anybody talk about that in public, and somebody in the public eye, until today, while I was looking through the information for our guest, Daniel Rodriguez. And I read a quote by Daniel in which he said, "There was an extraordinary period that followed the attacks in which we all cared for one another with a compassion and unity that the world had never experienced before. We forgot our petty differences and reached out to each other as a human family. The city of New York got behind us first responders down at Ground Zero, and the whole nation got behind the city, and the whole world got behind the nation. For a very brief moment, the world was a very, very special place." We want to find that spirit again. End quote. Well, Daniel, I agree with you. We want to find that spirit again, too, without a need for the tragedy that helped some of us recognize it. And with that, we'll be right back with the man himself, Daniel Rodriguez.
Are you like many people who want to make positive changes and improvements in your life and in the world around you? Do you ever feel like there's something holding you back from achieving your true potential? Join Stefan and Shaylee Schifeidel with the Tad James Company, the world's largest NLP, coaching, timeline therapy, and hypnotherapy training institute. Get ready for a life-changing experience that will give you the tools to transform your life through positive change and will help you create the future you want now. Their training programs are designed to provide you with the revolutionary knowledge, skills, and techniques necessary to effectively create long-lasting and life-changing effects. Discover more about neuro-linguistic programming and timeline therapy at www.nlpcoaching.com or call 888-440-4823. That's 888-440-4823. You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with our host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as David Wilcock, Mariel Hemingway, Giorgio Tsoukalos, Marcy Shymoff, and Shadow Stevens on our archive page at our website at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.com. Remember, you can also connect with us via Twitter and Facebook, and now in our own community at lifechangesnetwork.com, where real people come together to share real life in real time. That's lifechangesnetwork.com.
It sure is. And we got the man himself. You know, actually, I heard somebody on the news today talk about the Oscars last night, and they said, I loved it when Ben Affleck broke down because it makes him human. I mean, he's real. Well, Daniel Rodriguez is real through and through. He's known as a singing policeman, but he's so much more. Daniel, welcome to the show.
Hey, Filippo, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Very good, very good.
Okay, so I'm not going to ask you about what I'm not going to ask you about, but you heard the monologue. I'm just going to let you comment if you want to.
It was funny. I was listening to you as you were talking about it. And I'm saying, wow, he's going through a lot, and to not ask me would be really interesting. everybody wants to know, and I think you would definitely be the first person not to talk about that. But the truth of the matter is that, you know, you're absolutely right that a tremendous, tremendous positive arose out of the ashes of that tragedy, and I am somewhat of the phoenix in that story. Or partially of that story, you know, one of the many miracles that came out of that tragedy, and that's what faith and this whole world is about. It's about those amazing stories that are commonplace. You know, we think that they are somewhat, you know, in the news, it's an amazing thing to hear, but these things happen every day. There are heroes born every day. There are people out there every day who choose to do the right thing, and that's the force of good that counters that negativity that's in the world as well.
Yeah, and Daniel, you know what I love about your story? The thing I love about your story is that you had never sung, you had never even thought of singing ever before until 9/11 happened, and all of a sudden, God bless America
reading,
came out of your mouth.
You've been reading the tabloids. yeah, it's funny. I say that in my show. I say, you know, I was reading the tabloids about myself yesterday, and you know, you'd be amazed what you find out in the tabloids about yourself. And the story says that I woke up one morning after 9/11 and I was yawning, and it sounded like, oh! And I said, you know, maybe I should do something with this. Yeah, the overnight success that took 37 years to create, to happen. Music has been my passion since I was a little boy, since I was, I could sing before I could speak. And it's been growing and developing, and, you know, and God has had a definite hand in everything that I've done from the time I was old enough to know what, you know, music was till today. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, Daniel, you actually sang at Carnegie Hall at 16 years old.
Yeah.
What's up with that? I mean, and then what happened? I mean, and then all of a sudden.
I started in the theaters when I was 11 years old. I started professionally singing when I was 11 years old with a teacher from Juilliard, Elliot Dorfman, who has just released a novel. As a matter of fact, he just released his first novel, Amazing Man, with a tremendous talent. And he saw something in me and started to develop it. And then from a very young age, I was singing professionally, studying, you know, 5 days a week, 6-7 hours a day sometimes, and you know, it's the old story, the old school of, you know, putting in the time that needed to develop what I wanted to create. And Carnegie Hall is 16, Del Tezzo Studios is 16, Carnegie Hall is 17. I was in the theater doing 4 major productions a year and doing a lot of little things throughout. I was in a repertory company. And then I started a family when I was 20 years old.
Mm.
So, you know, life kind of took a turn. And a lot of things happened at that point where, you know, a big life change occurred. And because of that big life change, I started walking down some dark roads. For the next 4 years, I was in limbo. I was basically, I was out in the darkest parts of the world, and you know, abusing myself and my life, you know, not really giving myself any value, believing that I had lost all that I had tried to gain from that moment, from that time in my life until then.
Mm-hmm.
I found myself a father in a marriage that was, you know, not made in heaven, and all of that caused a lot of distress and depression, and so I walked a dark road for a couple of years until finally I saw the light. The light found me, and I turned it around. And then I began to do what my passion, you know, originally wanted of me, what my faith originally had expected me to do, and, you know, and I began to sing again, and to train again, and to share again, to live again. And I've been walking that road ever since.
You know, Daniel, this is a perfect place to insert a quote that I liked also that is yours. You said, music and spirituality were independent of each other in my life. After 9/11, it became clear that it was the source of healing, and that became the focus of my life.
I was looking for a career in music, and what I found was a calling in the ashes of 9/11.
You know, I remember coming back to talk to you after the first time I saw you sing, and I, being a singer myself and having sung some of the songs that you sang at the show that I saw, I noticed you changed some of the words, like I do too, actually, and you made the words much more unifying than the originals were, and that to me told me, you know, this guy knows what he's doing.
Yeah, I remember we had that conversation. It's funny because when I sing, you know, as you know, we try to find that place in ourselves where the experience touches that part of our soul.
Right.
I guess the harder, unfortunately, sometimes the harder the life lived, the more there is to tap into when you're singing about these things and, that we are so passionate about. And so there were a lot of songs that I would go through and I would start singing the songs and I would get to a point and I would say, that's not what I believe.
Mm.
You know, I believe more of this. Although, you know, for the song and for the lyrics, they fit the song and they fit the moment in the show. Let's say we're doing Les Miserables, or we're doing, you know, Jekyll and Hyde is one of them we talked about. This is the moment from Jekyll and Hyde.
Right.
And, you know, although it fits the show, when I'm interpreting to my audience, I want to go beyond the idea of the show. I want to go into my interpretation of the words because they're touching me. You know, this is the moment from Jekyll and Hyde. You know, it talks about, you know, when that blood, sweat, tears that you've been, you know, that you've been going through life trying to accomplish something and you've worked so hard and then finally one moment you realize that, you know, it's all come to fruition. You know, that's an amazing moment in time, an amazing moment in life. You know, that's a life-changing moment.
Mm.
But it also says I did it all on my own in that
right.
song, and so I changed that to say I won't go on alone. And because I sing it to my audience, I think the message is clear that they understand that it's a unifying thing between me, my audience, me, my human family, that we're all in this together. So
yeah, that's beautiful. Now I said we both changed the words. I changed them differently. I do sing the words. I did it on my own, and I add, and you all didn't believe I could do it.
Well, we all have our messages, you know.
I'm yeah. just kidding. I'm just
work,
kidding.
I work down, yeah, and I changed it to work down hard to get here.
Exactly.
So there, how you like me now?
Eat this. Okay, no, enough. Okay, so to bring us back, I have one more quote that I wanted to say of yours. I was like taken, like, look at this guy. I mean, you know, we talk, we kid around, and you ribbed me a couple times, which totally shocked me. I'm like, he's so nice on stage, and all that. And you are actually, you're so nice off stage. All the people that came up to you to get autographs signed, you're hugging, taking pictures, and it's like, and you're doing this all the time. So he's nice off stage, but we had a good time. But you say, quote, if you are true to your passions and work hard for the things that are important in life, like caring, kindness, friendship, faith, and family, then wherever you wind up, you will be a success. And to those you love and those who love you, you will be famous.
People talk to me all the time, students, you know, inspired young men and women come to me all the time, you know, with their idea of success, their idea of, you know, what they want to become. And, you know, and we are very, in this country, you know, we put a lot of emphasis on the material success. And I have found that, you know, material success comes and goes as easy. But there's a spiritual success. There's a success in being the best that you can be and being present to each and every experience in your life, in being open and honest, and in pursuing those dreams that we have, those passions that we have. If you have it in your mind that the only way you're going to be happy is to be rich and famous.
famous, the most likely you're not going to be happy.
Mm.
If you have, you know, if you have it in your mind that, you know, you will be, you will find joy in doing what you love to do, and no matter what form, then you will always find joy, because you always have the choice to do those things that you're passionate about.
Mm.
But we have to have the intentions in our lives to create the world that we want for ourselves. You know, envision your passions, and you know, and then envision yourself living those passions. You know, manifest that in your world, manifest that in your mind, manifest that in your heart, and you know, the world, the universe will answer in time. I've always believed that we have a choice to be positive or negative in our lives, be positive or negative in the world. And I try to err on the side of being positive as much as I can be.
Nice. Daniel, we're going to break to a commercial, but before we do, we're going to go out singing. And I'm going to be the first interviewer in history not to play God Bless America.
Thank you. I love that. Listen, I love God Bless America.
I love it too.
Every night. I sing every night.
And actually, people can go and hear it on at Daniel Rodriguez Music, or just DanielRMusic.com. And
they both work.
They both work. And you can find his discography there. And what a discography it is! And you will find all kinds of beautiful music there. And Daniel, I love all your repertoire. A lot of it because I love singing it myself. And the song that we're going to play right now before we go into commercial is a song that I enjoyed singing as a child, actually. And so when I heard that you had a rendition of it, I had to get it right away, and I've enjoyed hearing it over and over. And it's called The River Is Wide. So here is, what do you think? Good pick? Daniel? No?
Excellent.
Oh, okay. He got mad and left. No. All right, so The River... not that one. Play God Bless America. So if you haven't heard Daniel, I mean, who hasn't heard Daniel sing God Bless America? If you haven't heard him, you have to hear him. But here is Daniel singing from one of his albums, The River Is Wide.
Cross over, and neither have I wings to fly. Build me a boat that can carry two, and both shall go. A ship that sails the sea, she's loaded deep as deep can be, but not so deep as the love I summer dew.
like summer dew.
Listen to these words. He would not be beat by forces too fierce for man, woman, or beast. As the going got tougher, his courage increased. It's a little story with a big message, a message that speaks to children of all ages. It's about believing in yourself, overcoming obstacles, and never giving up. It's been called a masterpiece, one of the finest children's books ever written, and a true children's classic. Shadow Stevens has been called Dr. Seuss for the 21st century. His big little book, The Big Galoot, is a story about bullying. Bullying has become an American epidemic, and The Big Galoot talks about it in a way that will touch the heart of a child of four and a grandfather of 104. It's the story of a little boy with size 42 hands, the biggest hands anyone has ever seen, and the kids laugh at him. Then the laughter turns mean. They mock him and trip him, and much worse. But throughout it all, Warren Galoot says, I'm a galoot, but I have good luck. You can't get me down. I never give up. A second grader named Chandler said, I thought it was the best funny book I have seen in my life. And we agree. Whoopi Goldberg said, this is a great story. Bravo, Shadow. The Big Galoot is available now as an ebook exclusively on Kindle Fire on Amazon for only $3.98. We strongly urge you to get it for your children, your children's children, or as a gift to yourself. Its message speaks to all of us. Have good luck and never give up. Go to Amazon.com and search for The Big Galoot by Shadow Stevens.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening, someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with your host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can visit us online via Twitter and Facebook and at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.
Well, he's known as the singing policeman, but he is so much more. I like the title America's Beloved Tenor so much better. We are talking about and talking to Daniel Rodriguez. This is Filippo here on Life Changes with Filippo, and I would be remiss if I didn't say that I got to meet Daniel by way of our mutual and dear friend, Michael Amante, who we give a shout out to. And you are still friends with him, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Oh. Michael's a good man. He's gone through a lot, and he's come out on the other side.
Yeah, he's a very good man. We had him on the show, and he was he shared so much of his story. I was, like, really surprised. He was so open and giving of what he's going through. So good man indeed. And the two of you, along with a third, are part of a group, the New York Tenors. Care to talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, it was a wonderful idea. Andy Cooney was a great Irish tenor. Thought of the name of New York Tenors and called Michael and myself, and I'd worked with Michael before, so I knew that there would be great appeal as far as, you know, audience is concerned. We both have a good following, and I told Andy and put a little poster together, you know, just New York Tenors, and put our photos on it and send it out, and if we get any work, then we're on board. And he did exactly that. And next thing you know, he came back and said, "We got 3 shows." And I said, "Fantastic." So we went on from there, basically had the gigs before we even had a show. So we had a show coming up in I think 2 months, and we didn't even have the show. We didn't have the songs together yet. So we rushed around to start building the show and start putting it together. And it started out as the Danny, Andy, Michael Hour. But now it's become really a cohesive show with a lot of wonderful things, and we've gotten all kinds of great jobs, and we're starting to get bookings into 2014 with a possible another Carnegie Hall appearance on December 4th this year. That's in the works, so it's really exciting.
Yeah, actually, you just performed there a couple months ago, and it was really funny. You left me a message. It's like, "You can come, Filippo, if you can get in," because it was sold out.
Yeah. Well, that's been happening. You know, it's a good problem to have. We've had a few sold out shows, and that's encouraging other buyers to come in and pick up the show. So, you know, it may be a little bit of a snowball effect going on. We hope. Hopefully we'll be very, very busy in the coming years.
Well, keep rolling. I did eventually get to see the show, and I enjoyed it very much. And if you go to danielrmusic.com, you can see the list of performances. And it's funny that you said it started with 3 shows, and it's since then filled the calendar. So they'll probably be performing in a theater near you. Daniel, you've got some more exciting things coming out. Like, you've got a new album. I'm looking at your albums. You have like 17 albums or something, and now you've got a special one.
I've been a guest on a lot of people's albums. I'm releasing my fifth solo album, my number 5 solo album, and it's my first Latin album. It's a really great Latin album. It's got some amazing songs that people will be familiar with: "Solamente Una Vez," "Besame Mucho," "Malagueña Salerosa," and I get to do a duet with my father, Viejo San Juan, which is an awesome duet. I mean, it's just awesome. Mm. And so that's going to be released fairly soon this year. And then even more exciting, you know, I'm married to an amazing singer. My wife is from New Zealand. She's an opera soprano who's been singing as long as I have, as far as she was singing, when she was a little girl. And she got together with Margaret Kelly from the touring company of Cats,
yeah,
Broadway company, and Amy Rivard from Celtic Women. And they have formed a group which is going to be debuting this summer called the Highland Divas. And it is off the hook.
Oh, and you're producing?
Yeah, it's really beautiful. Really beautiful. They're very spiritual women who are on a journey of their own. And they are really coming into this amazing place where they're starting to experience, you know, what their calling is, what they were meant to be on this earth.
And you're producing, right?
I'm producing that show, yeah. We've got 4 arrangers right now working on their arrangements and their songs. We want to get a really new sound. And we've got the musical director, Aaron Gandy, from the New York Tenors, actually working musical director. He's the musical director on this show. So, you know, he's done an amazing job with the New York Tenors, and he's come over to the Highland Divas, and he's helping with get that off the ground. So we've got some really great people involved in these projects, and I'm very happy. I'm very proud of the people that have been working on projects in my life, and I'm proud of myself for, you know, envisioning the things that I want in my life and going out there and getting them,
making them happen, you know, and always counting on faith to guide me, but being able to live the dream that I have in my soul, the passion that I have in my heart, being able to live that is a great example for my children and for the rest of the people in my life, because I hope they will all follow that example of going out there with your passion.
You know, Daniel, it sounds like you're really happy, and I remember something you said to me once, something about, I think I remember actually when it was, I called you once and you said, "Oh, Filippo, you know what I'm doing?" And I guess, and you said, "No, I'm fishing."
Yeah. you don't know how many interviews have been put on hold because I always get a bite right in the middle. I pick up the phone because, you know, it's just not who I am. And you don't know how many people are like, I've been singing for like, hold on a second. Wait a second. Listen, I'm going to have to call you back. I got to pull this fish in.
You came back on the line and said something to the effect of, "Look, I've had nothing and I've had lots of money." And I don't remember how, I don't want to say how you actually said it. I mean, if you want to fill that in as to what wisdom you've come, you know, if whatever, however you want to share it, if you would, it was pretty powerful.
Well, it's, you know, in my life, I've been in the peaks and I've been in the valleys. And I find that the only thing that we have is ourselves and our passions. And what we have is that ability to interact with others and to be a part of this human family. So live the passions and find the joy that you have within you, each and every one of us. Find the joy, because it all begins there. Everything that we have, every problem that we have to solve, all begins right there, right in you. That's where the problems begin. That's where the problems are solved. And be present in the world. Be present in each moment that you live in life. That's all we have. That's all we have.
Wow. Well, I know you're not fishing right now. As a matter of fact, you're supposed to be helping your wife with your child, with your 4-year-old.
With the 4-year-old, yeah. my little girl's wrecking the house.
So you don't know how grateful we are that you took the time to be with us without interruption. I we know it's hard as a parent, so thank you. And if there's anything left that you would like to leave us with, how about singing God? I couldn't even say it.
I have something I'll leave you with. Something that I've learned, but something that I just recently thought of in my life, that I've traveled all around the world and I've met millions of people in my journey, and I've seen so much, and I've come to understand that we are a human family, and if music is the universal language, then if each of us can learn that language, have that music, that love in us, then we can communicate with the universe, and we can talk to the world. And that's where my passion for music and my passion for sharing that gift comes from. So I hope that in some small way I can leave behind something that will leave this world a little better than when I was in it.
Well, you've already done that in a big way. So if you've got other things that you'd also like to do, then we'll all be the better for it. So Daniel Rodriguez, thank you. Thank you for all that you've done, that you're doing, and that you continue to do. And I wish you the best with the album and with the Highland Divas, and continued success with New York Tenors and all that you're doing.
All right.
Talk to you soon. I'll catch you fishing one of these days.
Yeah. Give me a call when I'm out on the boat and I'll... Why don't you come out with me and we'll do an interview from the boat.
I like that better. Put that down. All right, Daniel. Have a great night. Thank you.
All right, Filippo. Take care. God bless.
Ciao, ciao. We'll be right back with our producer, Mark Leger, and our producer's wrap right after this here on Life Changes with Filippo.
Are you achieving your highest potential? Do you know what that looks like? Louise Ashby Life Coaching makes it a mission to bring balance and abundance to every area of your life. giving you the opportunity to do and be all that you've dreamed. Anything is possible if you just believe. Contact author and motivational speaker Louise Ashby for your complimentary session and see if her individualized style is for you. You can email Louise at louiseashby.org. That's LOUISEASHBY.org or telephone 323-592-3181. That's Louise at louiseashby.org or telephone 323-592-3181. Life Changes with Filippo is a premier radio show presented by Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor, and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people to corporate giants, celebrities, and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your home or corporate office, and even through appearances on your favorite shows. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching and a private consultation with one of us, corporate event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, visit lifechangeswithfilippo.com and click on our representation page.
Well, this is Filippo, and we've been having a great time with Daniel Rodriguez, and we're here with Mark Leger. And Mark, I think we should take Daniel up on that offer and go fishing with him. We can call the show Gone Fishing with Daniel Rodriguez.
I like that idea. But Daniel's, what a great discussion. I was thinking about that during the monologue and you know, what the world went through, what he went through, and most importantly, hearing his backstory of all the things prior to that.
Yeah.
And boy, did that resonate. I didn't sing at Carnegie, but I did sing at Lincoln Center as a child, a year younger than him, 15, and at the Met in New York, and then I stopped. And you know, so you know that backstory. And so to see what he has done and hear that track and at, you know, listen to his philosophy, understand how he's touching so many people and how he's living his love and staying present in the moment as he advised is pretty cool.
Yeah. And you know, when we talked about him being real, I mean, to be able to do what he does on stage and give as much as he does and then get off stage and then continue to be that persona for everybody that is in line for hours, and then to, you know, just play like a regular person, you know, be able to turn into that friend that he was when we were all together afterwards and that kind of thing. It's just like, yeah, that's being real.
Well, and I think that's why, you know, he resonated with so many during that challenging time was because of his realness, his sincerity, and what came through. You know, he's somebody that you know, he could be that neighborhood police officer. You know, that's friends with everybody, that knows the good guys and the bad guys in the neighborhood, but yet both respect him.
Yeah. You know, what was that show with Don Knotts in it and the policeman and Andy Griffith?
Andy Griffith Show.
I don't know why I thought of that, but there isn't. I mean, is there a town like that anymore? Because yeah, he could be the sheriff of that.
I'm sure there's one. I'm sure there's got to be one, or maybe even two. But yeah, he's. That's the point, though. Is I think a lot of the country could recognize him at that human level at a time that people needed an accessible hero because it was so crazy and such a departure from what we expected, which goes back to your monologue. And I'll reference that for just a moment because I think that was so important to recognize. And unfortunately, it takes these kinds of events to get us to step outside of programming. But for a moment, for a day, for weeks, people didn't give a damn about what they were wearing or what they were driving. Mm. Or what, you know, somebody may think of you know, what they were doing or what they wanted to do, and whether they would be embarrassed by doing it or being it, they were real and they were willing to share, and they went right straight to human nature, I believe. I think the culture, that oneness, went right straight to human nature, which is beyond programming, you know, and I think that gets eroded and again reprogrammed, because you get back into the mainstream commercialization and TV and all of these things that do not focus on that, that chose not to see what he saw and embodied in that quote, but chose to continue to focus on replaying the planes hitting the buildings or replaying this or replaying, you know, these negative images, which only serve to further anger and scare and distance people from each other rather than continuing to keep that oneness in place.
Yeah, you know, as you're saying this, I'm looking over the quote, because I had never put it in such a concise way, and I wonder if this just rolled off his tongue and somebody wrote it down. But he says, "There was an extraordinary period that followed the attacks in which we all cared for one another with a compassion and unity that the world had never experienced before." And like you're saying, Mark, about not caring about what we were wearing, he says, "We forgot our petty differences and reached out to each other as a human family."
Yeah, yeah, that was what struck me, and that's what I felt when hearing you read that quote, and hearing it again, it just it echoes, and it causes you to kind of reaffirm, you know, a belief in just that type of thinking. And maybe question just how much energy you're putting into anything that feeds, you know, anything different.
Yeah, and I certainly wasn't making fun of, and I know he knows. I'm just to make sure the audience knows, I'm not making fun of God Bless America or him singing it. I think he does an amazing job with it. But as a singer, when we are sometimes asked to sing songs over and over again, and like he says, looking for the way it inspires ourselves, sometimes it's hard to repeat that inspiration over and over and over again, because we are not robots. I know that he sings it everywhere he goes and every show that he does, because people attributed that to him. So
maybe now's a good time for you to sing "That's Amore."
There you go. Exactly. Exactly. And as much as we love all these songs that we happily get to do over and over again, because it means that we're getting to share our love through them. So I definitely wasn't making fun of that, but I was saying that on this show, we wanted to do something different. And I know he appreciated that. But I did have a point until you said "That's Amore." It totally threw me off.
O Solo Mio. How about that one? I know there's a couple more that we could fit here in the last 3.5 minutes.
What was my point? Oh, find me a point, Mark.
Daniel Rodriguez was a wonderful guest tonight, and such a shining example to fathers and sons everywhere as to how to stay present and live your dream and make a difference in the world around you.
Yes, thank you. That was one of my points, and the one that I was thinking was that after you feel like what these words are saying, that you feel from his show, and then he sings a "God Bless America" or an "Amazing Grace" or any one of those inspirational or spiritual songs, it's that much more powerful.
Indeed.
See, now aren't you glad I got to make my point?
I am glad, but I'm just hoping that that our engineer is swapping out our closing song for "That's Amore."
Please don't produce him into doing that. Wow, you know, we've been wanting him on the show for months and months, and he's just been that busy. And of course, you know, there are busier times for him than others. You know, even today wasn't, you know, the ideal for him, but he's like, you know what, let's do it. Let's just do it. And, I love that spirit in him, and he's a great example. Like you said, thank you, Mark, for saying that.
Indeed. It was great to have him on, and, Great to be chatting with you as always.
Yeah. And so you as a singer and I as a singer, we certainly related not only to his story, but I know to a lot of his songs. And what I like is that you do, you like a lot of his songs. You do a lot of songs, me too. But when you're out there, you're doing it from more of a pop. He's doing it more from a classical and trained. And I'm doing it more from, at the moment, an ethnic or a folk or a standard. So we're all doing it in our own way.
You know, I was just trying to figure out how to combine the three of those. We'll have to work on that.
There's a new show Daniel has to produce. There's a new sheriff in town. Anyway, with that, what can we say? But we, I feel like my life was changed in being able to share the kind of conversations that I have with Daniel. And with so many of my friends that are in the music industry or that are artists or what have you, that think some of these things and don't get to share sometimes because people are interested in other things. Like in Daniel's case, people just want to know about 9/11, and there's so much more to him than that. So I'm glad, as he said, I'm the first interviewer to go down in history since that day to not ask him about that. Officially, I did not. So with that being said, Mark, is there anything you'd like to add?
No, that's all for today.
I read the funny thing you just wrote, and you're cracking me up. All right, so with that, and the engineer's laughing along too, what am I going to do with you guys? You're supposed to be producing. You're supposed to be engineering. I'm trying to do a show here, people. With that, I am Filippo Voltaggio thanking you all for being part of the changes that we all wish to see in the world, and reminding you, as life changes, we're there for you. Ciao, everyone.
You have been listening to Life Changes with Filippo, with the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on the BBS Radio Network, and visit us online at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O. Today's show has been made possible in part by our sponsors, IonWays Water Systems, Change Your Water, Change Your Life, and Love and Miracles with Dorothy Lee Donahue. To learn more about them, visit the sponsor page of our website. Once again, join us here next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes. Change the world. Now's the time. Now's the time.